This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy
94.9. So, Ruby, are you looking forward to Christmas?
I always enjoy getting stuff. I'll just put that out there. And my family, I'm very lucky that my family are very supportive, but I think Christmas always does tend to end to some interesting conversations. And the last 3 months have given everybody a lot to talk about, and my brother will not be there, so I'll be the only queer at my family Christmas. So I'm starting to field a few questions, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I have some mixed emotions around the holiday period. I enjoy all that catching up. I'm not sure my liver does with all the drinks and fun. but the holiday period can also be stressful. I'm already stressed from too much Mariah Carey.
Yes, all I want for Christmas, absolutely. But on tonight's show, we're actually going to explore how to manage the holiday period. So difficult issues with family relations or relationships, dealing with social isolation and loneliness, and how to look after your mental health and what to do if things are getting a bit hard.
I spoke with Richard Keane, Senior Project Officer with Living Positive Victoria, about his experience and the work of the organisation that it does to support people with living with HIV over this time. We have on the line Richard Keane, who is Senior Project Officer with Living Positive Victoria. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ian.
Richard, the holiday period, it can be quite fun, but it can also be quite stressful too. What are the challenges that people living with HIV can experience over this time?
People living with HIV come from all parts of the community and have a range of experiences over this period of time. I think historically, with such HIV stigma around those early years of AIDS, health was always a problem, disclosure was always a problem, and the social isolation that resulted from some of those issues impacting people's lives had a significant and probably amplified impact around this time of year. And whilst some of those early historical, I guess, illness things have faded for some members of our community, there's still others that are quite disproportionately impacted, and social isolation is still a huge issue for a number of members of our community.
The ideal vision that's presented to us through all the media is over the holiday period, we're going to do something with our family. So what does social isolation mean over this time?
It's that aspect of life where sometimes you feel a little bit ashamed that you don't have places to go, that you don't have a wide support network, that all your friends are off doing other things with family. We talk about HIV stigma, but there's also what we call intersectional stigma, which means that there's different areas of our lives with our different identities and way that we define ourselves, that stigma of feeling socially isolated, not included in that general view of what is largely a religious and family celebration over this time of the year. And people can really feel left out at some stages with that. Christmas can be a complex time for people, and sometimes those family relationships and issues that go around them can really impact on people's day, particularly that day. And Ian, one of my favourite things to do on Christmas morning is sending messages to people, particularly if I know that those people aren't celebrating Christmas with anybody else, just to remind them how much they're valued in my life and that I'm thinking of them on that day. And that might be a good idea for some of your listeners to consider as well when they think about their broader community and their friendship network.
Now, for some people living with HIV, they may have had a discussion with friends and family around disclosure. For others, it may be that they've never had that conversation. Is this a time that they should be thinking about bringing this up?
It would be my personal advice to people to consider that pretty carefully. I think it's a time when it's always at the forefront of people's minds. I've always been out and disclosed with my family for a very long period of time, but there's still situations when there's new people that come along to a family event or things like that where you feel a little bit like you should be careful about what you're saying, you should be careful about the environment that you're in, and you're constantly adjusting yourself around those things. And disclosure is a very personal situation. It's something that I think people should plan around and be pretty informed about, and not necessarily do it in a reactive manner, as sometimes emotions can be a little bit jagged and not secure around this time of year.
We've got different communities of people living with HIV. We've got younger people, we've got older people, we've got people who are not gay men, who are not men who have sex with men. How is the experience different?
It's very broad range of experiences, Ian, and we make a really strong emphasis on holding a really broad range of activities to try and engage a really diverse range of our membership base in appropriate events for them. We have family events at this time of year. Just this week we had our Straight Arrows Christmas event where Santa comes along, and it's a time for individuals and families affected by HIV to come together in a safe environment and celebrate in that way. We also have Straight Arrows barbecues, which are directed to heterosexual men. We've recently had our Planet Positive over the weekend at the Laird this year with huge numbers of people turning up. So we make a real effort that we try and bring our communities together to sort of shore up ourselves. We can rebuild our energy, our vitalisation and our sense of connection to each other, so we can share that experience before we head into this, what can be sometimes a challenging period.
And you had this Hampers program for many years now. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, and it's continued over a long period of time because despite all the advances in treatments and support and everything else that goes around a HIV diagnosis today, there are still many members of our community who were disproportionately affected in the early years of HIV, maybe spending this holiday period in a hospital environment, in a care environment, and we really like to emphasise and remind those people that they're not alone, and our Hamper program has been a great way of engaging with those individuals and really lifting their spirits. I was lucky enough a couple of years ago to participate in the delivery of our Christmas hampers. Even though I had a great knowledge about the program and what its intention was, to actually physically participate in taking those hampers around was quite a life-changing event for me. To see the joy, to see the humility that people have when all of a sudden they're considered and they're given something just for being who they are and just being reminded that they're cared for and supported and loved by our community.
Those hampers have gone out for this year, have they?
They certainly have. We've done 100 hampers this year, including 12 hampers that we donated to Positive Women Victoria to go out and engage with some of their more socially isolated members as well. So it's not just our organisation, it's a Coventry House partnership arrangement. We try and reach as many people as we can.
Richard, do you have any tips for people living with HIV over the holiday period?
Yes, first of all, don't be afraid to reach out. If you are feeling really low over this period of time, and sometimes Christmas Day itself and Boxing Day, those really slow days where there's nothing much happening outside, really use those supports and don't be afraid to give somebody a call on Lifeline or other services like that that are available, and put on that extra staff over Christmas, because it's a challenging period, not only for people living with HIV, but for many people in our communities as well. So don't be afraid. The other thing to do is that there's probably a range of activities that you can engage with. Don't just stay sitting at home. Maybe you can go out and see a movie, even if it's by yourself. You get that sense that you've actually been out and participated in something for the day, which I think is really, really important.
Richard Keane, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Anne. And just before I go, can I wish all of your listeners a very, very happy holiday season and a safe and productive 2018.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.